From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Ike is running out of steam. Yes, it's still packing high winds and rain, but it's now a mere tropical depression. Yesterday, when Ike slammed into Texas, it was a Category 2 hurricane, and Texans won't soon forget or recover from Ike's powerful punch. So far, Ike is blamed for at least 14 deaths. The nation's fourth largest city, Houston, stood right in Ike's path, and today it looks like it. Officials have issued a 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew for the city from tonight to Saturday. NPR's Carrie Kahn is in Houston. She told us earlier that the most urgent rescue efforts are taking place in Galveston, where the hurricane came ashore.
We just heard a briefing where rescue workers say that they are going house by house, block by block, and that continues, searching for any victims, anybody who needs rescuing. They're starting at the east end of the island and moving their way all the way to the west end, and they say they will continue that as long as necessary until they've checked every house and every block of the island.
What's happening now in Houston where you are? Are people getting frustrated?
There is a lot of frustration wherever you go. The power has been out now for, we're working on about 36 hours, and it is hot in Houston. You know, it's hot and muggy. So people in dark homes without power and without air conditioning are getting frustrated. They're waiting for somewhere to go to get ice and to get water. We've heard reports of even first responders running out of food and water. There was a plea on a local radio station for anybody listening that could bring water to first responders and food because they had run out at one station that where they were holed up there. There was that radio station was giving out ice and water and were bombarded by listeners that blocked a freeway trying to, with a line stacked all the way up, trying to get two bags of ice and one jug of water. People are getting desperate. You go, you see gas stations, there are lines. People are lining up at gas stations when there isn't even gas there. They're just following around gas trucks, hoping that maybe they could get gas to run their generators and also to run their chainsaws to remove debris in front of their homes. So people are getting frustrated.
Carrie, we've just got 1 minute left. I understand, of course, we heard Governor Rick Perry at the top of the show. He held a press conference. What has his message been today?
Well, first of all, he talked about the rescue efforts in Galveston. And like most officials that have talked about Galveston, they're pleading with residents to, one, if you stayed behind, get off the island. And if you're thinking about coming home, don't do it. He also had something very interesting to say. He said that he hopes Texans are treated as well by federal assistance as Louisianans were during Hurricane Katrina. And he said, quote, I hope and pray that our federal counterparts take care of the needs of Texans as much as they did for Louisianans during Katrina. So I think there's a lot of frustration going on right now in Houston.
Well, that's obviously something that we'll be looking at closely in coming days. Thanks very much for being with us, NPR's Carrie Kahn in Houston.
You're welcome.
NPR's Ari Shapiro is also in Houston. Ari, I know you've been out and about today. Where did you go?
Well, we were driving around the flooded streets of Houston, and we came to a strip mall where the sign listing the stores in the mall had fallen all the way across the road. So it was impossible for us to keep going the way we planned. We pulled into the strip mall as a sort of detour and discovered, to our surprise, because everything else in Houston was closed, a shop called Jungle Creations, where this guy was setting out cafe tables and chairs, and the sign in the window said open. So we went inside, and I'm going to play for you some of the tape of what we heard when we went in. See if you can guess what this is.
It sounds like wet laundry hitting the floor.
Good guess, but not exactly. It was actually very sad. Some of the most beautiful cakes and pastries I've ever seen being thrown in the trash because they were in the cooler case and they had gone bad since the store lost power. But the owner of the store, Jesse Wu, told me he still had some cakes that were good in the freezer, but he said they would only be good for another day, so he was going to open the store, try to sell them at a discount, and try to make back, you know, some of the money that he stood to lose. Here's some of the conversation that I had with him. What are you going to sell?
Some cake.
Show us what you have here.
And I have a mango mousse, and the cassis is good also.
The cassis, that's black currant flavored?
Yeah, black currant flavor. Yeah, right.
This feels very sad to me, and I don't even own this shop.
Really?
Is it sad for you to see all of this beautiful stuff going to waste?
Yeah, I need to store away all the cake.
How much money, how much worth of cakes is this?
Over the $5,000.
You're throwing away over $5,000 worth of cakes here.
So, Ari, that sounds very sad. How did it all end up?
Well, there was one positive side to it. My producer, Marisa Peñalosa, and I were able to support Houston's economy and get some extraordinary delicious cakes at the same time. And so we walked away with a mocha fudge cake and a hazelnut pistachio cake, which are incredibly delicious. And it's been a pleasure talking to you, Jackie, but now we're going to go back and have some more.
Well, thanks for giving us that bright spot in this devastating story. NPR's Ari Shapiro.